Welcome to the TGI Patreon Mini for the week of March 19th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. First up, Shipwrecks and Shanties could not have started with anything else this week because Sea of Thieves is launching tomorrow. It actually might already be live. I'm recording this quite late. It launches on Tuesday, March 20th. If you want to pick up the Game Pass, you can get it at the $9.99 charge per month. And, you know, the best way to sort out whether that's actually possible is by listening to Shipwrecks and Shanties, because they recently covered how to get it on the Game Pass, and I'm sure they'll have more details once it launches. But Jocelyn will be streaming Sea of Thieves Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern over at twitch.tv/JossPlays. And you might say, Ryan, that's usually when you go live. And I thought, you know, I might as well join in on the fun. So I'm also going to be trying to play Sea of Thieves with Joss and Civ starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'll be streaming my view over at twitch.tv/RyanMurphyCA. Well, I'm hoping to check out the Game Pass version, see how that works. My goal is to get the Game Pass on Xbox One and then be able to play Sea of Thieves on my PC so I can stream it easily. But if I am limited to the Xbox, I'll probably just play and have a good time on their boat, I guess. I don't know. I have not played yet, so I don't really know how it works, but I'm looking forward to it. So you can expect a Sea of Thieves heavy Gamers In this week, but you may be wondering, you're not just going to cover Sea of Thieves. You have a whole additional podcast to cover that game. Well, you'd be right. We're actually also going to be checking out The Council, which is a game that came out last week, and we hinted at our coverage last week on Gamers In, where we'll be talking about this new adventure game. It's kind of similar to the Telltale titles, in which it's a, you know, your typical adventure game. However, it adds a twist. There are RPG elements. You choose a class. There are dialogue options that have real weight to them and options. And you might say, oh, well, I've heard that all before, but this is really unique. You have skill sets. You have abilities that you can use in order to get certain dialogue branches and stuff, and there are requirements where you're gonna have to battle quote-unquote battle somebody to kind of say, like, hey, I need you to give me this information type thing. So we're gonna be talking about that, The Council, episode one. It's episodic, so episode one's out now. I think I'm about halfway through now. You might look this game up and say, it looks a little janky, Ryan. It is. It's got some jank to it. However, the features that they've added in the RPG elements is the shakeup that the adventure game franchises need. Telltale desperately needs to change up their formula because it's getting very stale, and I think The Council offers an interesting addition. So, by that merit alone, it's worth checking out. As for Summoner's Call, we have a special banner starting this week, no doubt Easter-themed or spring-themed. That comes out on the 23rd, but we'll be recording on Saturday as per usual, so expect an in-depth sort of analysis of the new banner and any other content that happens to pop up between now and then. We're kind of in a lull outside of the new heroes because we just got the patch at the start of the month, but you can expect more Speculation Corner and Summoner's Focus and all that fun stuff over at Summoner's Call. Having a lot of fun with that show. Finally, as for upcoming events, lots of games coming out this week. Three, to be exact, worth highlighting. Obviously, Sea of Thieves on Tuesday. Detective Pikachu, a 3DS game with Pikachu, and he's a detective, and he talks like Danny DeVito. That's coming to the 3DS. The actual, the new live-action Pokemon movie is going to be based on this game. And this game actually came out in Japan a few years ago. Also, A Way Out, that new co-op game that EA Partners is putting out. It's the creator that was on the Game Awards and said he hated the Oscars. The Oscars are dumb, blah, blah, blah. So you can go check that out. It also comes out on Friday on, I believe, PC, Xbox One, and PS4. So check that out. A new Gamers In records live this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern over at twitch.tv/TheGamersIn. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening and have a great week.